Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Change It Now with your host, myself, Shelley Speaks. Thank you for being here. Thank you to all of you who are live. Thank you to all of you listening in the future. So last week, I had some technical difficulties getting on the line, and I was really concerned that maybe people wouldn't listen or they'd think, you know, there wasn't a show. But when I opened it today, there was lots of listeners. So I wanted to say thank you so much for your patience and your willingness to kind of sit through the technical difficulties. And tonight, I think we have all that straightened out. So tonight for me, maybe different for you, wherever you are in the world, we are talking about manipulation. And are you the manipulator or are you being manipulated? So before we jump into that, I just want to make a couple announcements. And if you really want to keep up a little bit better with what's going on with me, and I also often run a lot of specials and classes and things like that, please sign up for my newsletter. There is a link in the episode info that you can find. And if you can't find it, feel free to email me at Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-I, at ShelleySpeaks.com. So I wanted to announce, I don't know if I've ever said this on the radio, but I am an Access Consciousness Bars practitioner, and I will be teaching a couple classes next year, and the first class will be January 25th, and I will be co-hosting with my friend Deidre Woods Booth here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I know that we'll probably do a radio show before that class. For those of you who don't know what the access bars are, I want to tell you a little bit more about it. And the second class will be in North Carolina, and I will be hosted by my friend Tammy Myers, and that will be March 29th. And a lot more information is coming on that, but I just wanted to let you know, and I promise to give you a lot more information in a future radio show on the access bars. And what it is and what a contribution it's been to me and the potential for it to be a contribution to you. All right, so that is it for announcements. So, truth, are there people in your life that you constantly allow to manipulate you? Like, you know they manipulate you and you just don't know how to change it or stop it. And have you been unwilling to manipulate other people because you have decided, judged, concluded, and computed that it's wrong? Okay. And are you allowing the energy of manipulation to distract you? And that can go two ways. It can be allowing the energy of other people's choices to manipulate you, to distract you, or you could be so invested in manipulation that you're being really unconscious with it and you're not actually creating your life. You're just being a manipulator. Okay. So basically, so let's just do a clearing. So everywhere you've made manipulation wrong, would you please destroy and uncreate all of that? Thank you. Cool. And one thing I want to make clear, if you're not willing to choose to be a manipulator, you're always going to get manipulated. That's just the way it is. If you don't choose manipulation, you will be manipulated, okay? And if you have decided, judged, concluded that it's wrong, you'll also constantly be manipulated. And please realize, and I just want to say, if you want to call in, the guest call-in is 917-889-8854. If you have a question, we can do some coaching or some tarot reading, whatever's required when that's appropriate. So everyone manipulation is an energy that is everywhere. We're manipulated by our children. We are manipulated by our spouses. We are manipulated constantly by the media and commercials. And a lot of that we just don't notice because manipulation isn't actually wrong. So, and we manipulate as well. So, for example, I have a son and I have a daughter. And I speak to them, you know, if I want them to do something or change something or consider something, I speak to them differently because I know how to manipulate them. And guess what? They know how to manipulate me just as well. Okay, they've known me for a long time, and they're just probably the best at it. Now, so again, everywhere you've decided that manipulation is wrong, bad, mean, awful, please destroy and uncreate all of that. Thank you. And really start looking at what does manipulation actually mean to you, okay? And, you know, manipulation is basically, you know, when it comes down to it, shifting, changing energy so that you can get what you want. And it can also be shifting, changing energy to create greater for everyone. It doesn't have to be just for you. It can be for the planet. It can be for the family. It could be for you and your best friend. You know, manipulation is something that if you get out of judgment about it, can be a really, really great tool. And, you know, one of the questions I asked at the beginning of the show was, you know, what if you're constantly being manipulated, how do you get out of it? Well, basically, you have to choose to out-manipulate whoever's manipulating you. And sometimes I do that with my son because my son is really, really good at manipulating me. And when I'm aware of it, because that's required too for you to be conscious and aware of it. So let's clear that. Everywhere you're not choosing to be conscious and aware of the manipulation tactics of the people around you with ease and joy and glory, would you destroy and uncreate all of that? Thank you. So when I choose to be aware of it, I'm like, that's he's manipulating me. What would it take for me to out-manipulate him? And what that does, it creates a space so that I'm choosing what actually works for me, not solely what works for him. And from my perspective, you can always find or choose something that works for the two of you or both of you or all of you. Not always. Sometimes that's not going to work, but a lot of the times you can create or choose things that creates greater or is a contribution to everyone concerned. And that's the target that I go for when I am manipulating somebody. So it's like just because I'm manipulating someone doesn't mean they're going to get hurt or I'm going to be unkind or they're going to get the short end of the stick. I manipulate to create greater for myself and for other people, okay? And most of the time, especially when I'm co-creating with people, I am dynamically manipulating for us to generate and create more money, more cash, more wealth, more fun, you know, and that is the energy that I kind of bring to the table, okay? However, sometimes people aren't choosing more cash, more money, more wealth, more fun, more ease, you know, whatever that is, and they go into resistance, they put up barriers, they start judging me like, oh, what does she want from me? And that kind of energy. And it's cool. I'm just become aware of it and I move on because that's something that they have to address and deal with. It actually has absolutely nothing to do with me. So a lot of times we allow ourselves to be manipulated because there's something in our brain that says, well, if I'm really, really nice and I give them what they want and I do what they say, everything's going to work out. And that is a big fat lie. Really, all that happens is the people around you just continue to manipulate you because they can, because you allow it. And another thing I want to say is that you're not a victim. You know, so if anyone comes to me, and I'm referring to like in a client facilitation session, and they start saying, you know, this person's manipulating me, this person did this to me, blah, blah, blah. We stop, we pause, and I facilitate them perceiving and becoming aware that they're allowing it, which means you're choosing it as well. You're helping with the situation. And a lot of times, especially with family members, sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers, spouses, children, especially kids, for whatever reason, we're not willing to out-manipulate them. There's something that says, well, if I out-manipulate them, then I'm being unkind. If I out-manipulate them, you know, I'm being bossy or superior or, you know, whatever it is. And that's not the way I see it, okay? If a child or a person or company, because, you know, we get a lot of commercials or whatever it is, or salesperson is choosing to manipulate me in a way that only works for them, I put a stop to that. And what I mean by that, it's only going to work for them and it's not going to work for me at all. Like, that's not going to fly in my reality. I'm not having that, okay? I'm hesitating because I'm thinking about kids like my nieces and nephews, and I think I have let them manipulate me in a way that works just for them, and I'm okay with that. But most of the time, I will choose to out-manipulate in a way that's going to create greater for me and them. And that's just the way I choose to manipulate. And sometimes I'm manipulating in a way that works for me. So let me think of an example. Well, there's somewhere that I go here in Las Vegas. I'm not going to say the place. And there's these books that we pick up and they cost. And I've never paid for one. Because I manipulate the people into just gifting me one, which is really, really fun for me. It's fun for them, too. It's fun for them to kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to give this to you. So it just kind of works for both of us, okay? You know, you manipulate when you're, a negotiation can be a manipulation. You know, when you're negotiating maybe for the price of a car or for an interest rate or, you know, what percentage you're going to give your realtor, you know, all of that stuff, you are being a manipulator, whether you're conscious of it or not. Okay. So my invitation to you is to be a conscious manipulator and to be conscious of when you're being manipulated. I'm not inviting you to judge it, because if you go into the judgment of manipulation, you're just going to get screwed, basically. Judgment always screws you. It doesn't matter what you're judging, whether you're judging you, your body, someone else, something else. It's just not a conscious, creative way to be. So I'm not asking you to judge, like, who's right in their manipulation or who's wrong in their manipulation. I'm asking you to choose to be conscious and aware of when you're being manipulated. Like I said, sometimes it doesn't matter. Like when my six-year-old nephew manipulates me, sometimes it doesn't matter. Sometimes it does, okay, depending on what he's going for. You know, especially if it's something his parents have already told him no, and then he tries to manipulate me into a yes, you know, I'm not going for that. Oh, God, I almost lost my train of thought. So it's not about the judgment of it. It's about being conscious of it. You know, being conscious of when, you know, the salesperson, because that we get a lot of that, is, you know, pushing something on you so that their commission for the day is a little bit higher. It's not wrong. Just be aware of it. And if it was something you were going to buy anyway, so what? Let them, you know, do their thing. If it's not, or if it's a way you can, you know, create a better deal for yourself, then choose to out-manipulate them. Okay? So everywhere you've been unwilling to out-manipulate everyone and everything, would you please destroy and uncreate it all? Thank you. And I used to not be willing to manipulate. And in way, I suffered for that because I would get manipulated. I would get manipulated, you know, by my spouse. I would get manipulated by family. I would get manipulated at work. You know, and it was because I was trying to be nice. I was trying to please everybody. I wanted everybody to be happy, and it just wasn't working for me. And when I, you know, had this awareness and this information come to me about, you know, choosing to outmanipulate, life got a whole lot easier. And especially when I knew or became aware that you could manipulate potently through kindness. And that was like a gift. So are you willing to manipulate in a way that creates greater for you? Are you willing to manipulate in a way that creates greater for others? Are you willing to manipulate in a way that creates greater for the planet? Are you willing to manipulate in a way that creates greater consciousness on the planet? It's all manipulation. And as I said at the beginning of the show, if you're not manipulated, you're getting manipulated. Okay? And you can choose either one. It's not right or wrong. It's just be conscious of it. Okay, so, you know, I'm just seeing if there's anything else to add to because a lot of people are like, well, how do I stop it? How do I change it? And there's so many answers to that, you know, depending on the situation. So a lot of times, one of the biggest things I see is with family. So especially with parents manipulating children, children manipulating parents, brothers and sisters, you know. And it's like each of those are going to be very different. But the biggest like step forward is the willingness. If you're not willing to out manipulate people, it's just not going to, it doesn't matter what I tell you because the willingness is not there. Okay. And that's the piece that you may have to initially work on. And, you know, if you wanted to do a session with me, I could give you the tools for that. But basically, it's like everywhere, you know, in all levels, layers, lifetimes, dimensions, timelines, realities, past, present, and future, I've been unwilling to outmanipulate everything and everyone. You know, that's where you could start. Because, again, if you're not willing, there's no point in you searching for the hows, because it's not energetically, it's not going to be congruent because you just don't have the willingness. So that's step one. A lot of times what I suggest to clients is kind of make it into a game. So this story I'm going to tell, it's not my story. I heard it from someone else. I kind of think I know who it was, but I don't quite remember. So, but it is a true story. So there was a family whose relative, the relative was like a, you know, older senior citizen, and this person would just come to the family dinners and just complain that they had to travel, complain about the weather, complain about everything from sun up to sundown, and the whole family just really, you know, was just didn't enjoy it. Okay. So one year they were like, okay, what are we going to do this year about this person? And they decided to have fun with it. And every time this person complained, they just joined in and like bitched and whined and agreed with everything this person said. And the person was like, what's going on? And it made it light. It made it fun. And they were able to get through their holiday season with a lot of laughter. So that's one way. You could just have fun with it. Sometimes, you know, depending on the type of manipulation, it might be a situation where you've got to remove yourself, where someone is harming you and you've got to like leave the home or leave the job or kind of disconnect from people. That's still manipulating. You're still manipulating if you choose to leave a situation because you have manipulated your way away from them and they cannot do the manipulation anymore. Okay. So like I said, there are many, many ways to deal with it. And it really, really depends on the situation. You know, my preference is the fun, but that doesn't always work. Sometimes it's not engaging the manipulator. And what I mean by that is another way that the people with the grumpy person, you know, maybe every time they complain, they just didn't respond. They didn't agree. They didn't disagree. They just, you know, kept quiet about it and didn't engage them in that energy. So those are just a couple examples of ways to deal with manipulators. Again, there are some people out there who, I'll say, manipulate from a place of total unkindness. You know, I would never tolerate that in my, you know, reality. But I will tolerate my cute, you know, nieces and nephews manipulating me. I'll deal with that. That's actually kind of fun for me. But, you know, there are extreme things that I'm not going to talk about on the radio, that where people are being manipulated in ways that are extremely unkind, extremely harmful, and that's not where that's not the way I want to manipulate. I choose to manipulate in a way that creates greater for me, greater for the people involved, greater for the planet, and greater for consciousness. All right, so yeah, I think we're going to leave it right there. So we do have a caller on the line, and I'm going to open this up. Let's see, 4472. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. How are you tonight?
Hi. I'm great. Thank you.
Awesome. So do you have a question about manipulation or anything else, actually?
Well, actually, manipulation. I'm dealing with some students at school, and I teach, of course, you know that, and they're just tending to get my goat, and my goat's about got.
You know, that poor goat.
I know, right?
So,
it's like, oh, my gosh.
Are you willing to out-manipulate them?
Yes.
You feel that in your body, or is that coming from your brain?
That's my brain saying yes, but yeah.
I mean, you've really got to kind of sit with that, because a lot of times we're not. A lot of times we don't feel like it. You know what I mean? Or, you know, it's just some. You know, have you ever been in a situation where it's just easier to give in? Sometimes we're in that space.
Yes.
Like, here, take it, go, leave me alone. You know, so you have to really, that would be number one, to like, am I willing to out-manipulate them? And then basically just asking, you know, if you know their names, use their names. What would it take for me to out-manipulate Charlie now and for all eternity? Now, it's not that you're going to know what that looks like, you know, like by doing X, Y, and Z, I out-manipulate him. It is an energy that you're willing to be. See, right now, he's willing to be a more dominant energy, which is getting your goat, right, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be willing to be the dominant energy.
Okay.
Another way you could do it is, you know, something like, what could I choose that would create ease, joy, and glory for me and Charlie? And I'm just saying, I just made Charlie up, so I don't know. I don't know what the name is.
Right.
You know, create ease, joy, and glory for both of you. You know, because you don't know what's going on in his reality. You have no clue. So there, you know, I'm not making excuses, and people aren't victims. And there may be just something weird going on in his world that makes him act or where he's choosing to act like an ass.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's true.
So that's where I would start. The willingness, asking to manipulate, and asking, you know, what could you choose to create ease, joy, and glory for both of you? Because it's not just about you. It's not just about him. It's like, what's going to work for me and Charlie?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Got that. Yeah, and I could use that on a whole class.
Anything
just one
at
thing.
All.
Yeah.
And that's what I do with my kids. When they're like, you know, aggravating me, or I'm worried about them, or I'm whatever it is, I'll stop and I'll just say, okay, what would it take for me to have total ease, joy, and glory with and about them now and for all eternity?
Mm-hmm.
The universe knows better than me what ease, joy, and glory is.
Right.
And it will shift, change, do whatever's required to make that happen for me. I don't know how to do that sometimes. But the universe always knows. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you ask, you know, if you're willing to be the dominant energy or out manipulate, and then you ask, it will shift that for you.
Well, that's probably my first question then, is am I willing to be the dominant energy?
Yeah. You have to get clear on that. And a lot of times we're not willing to be the manipulator because what if, okay, you know, everybody go with me on this. What if, you know, in some other lifetime, space, dimension, or reality, like people got on your nerves and it was like off with their heads. That's what you were being then. So then now you're like, well, if I manipulate people, that means I'm going to kill them or I'm going to hurt them or I'm going to. And that's just not true. So everywhere, all of that energy for anybody from all levels, layers, lifetimes, dimensions, timelines, realities, past, present, and future, please destroy and uncreate it all.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of like our hesitation. Like manipulation means I'm going to kill them or hurt them. And that's not what it means. You know?
True. Mm-hmm.
What if Charlie just needed 15 minutes alone with you, you know, to say, hey, Charlie, are you okay? Is everything fine? How's it going? It could be just that simple.
Okay.
We don't know. So, A, work on being willing to out-manipulate everyone and everything. It's kind of fun, especially if you're doing it from kindness.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
Like if you walked in the classroom and just created greater for everyone, that would be fun. You don't know what that looks like, but it would make everything lighter, more expansive, you know, whatever greater is.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay.
Do you have one question there?
That one's a good one for that one. Yeah. So, I'm just kind of wondering then if we can out-manipulate and out-be a dominant energy even over everything. We could do it over everything. Cash, the money, bank accounts,
I do it all the time, like with companies. And I've had I've had my electric company change twice. So I've lived here in Vegas almost 7 years. And I've had them change. And it's not that I called them and asked them to change this for me. It's not that. But energetically, I'm like, ah, this isn't working for me. And twice, they've changed something in the company that works for me. And I typically I typically say something like, okay, I'm going to use the IRS because a lot of people don't like the IRS. You know, what would it take for me to have total ease, joy, and glory with and about the IRS right now and for all eternity? Everything that doesn't allow that, I destroy it and create it all.
Yeah, very good one. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a client that used that. And long story short, she made a big, huge bill disappear. They were like, oops, sorry, we made a mistake. Don't worry about it. We won't be calling you again. Now, that doesn't make sense to the logical mind, but I don't care.
It is just
That's
an absolute beautiful thing.
Exactly. And you can do that. That is a manipulation. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say, you know, the holidays are coming up. Let's say we're, you know, you're going home. You know how it usually is when you go home. You know, what would it take?
Yeah.
And you could name it individually. You could name the family, whatever you want to do. But you could actually start shifting and changing that, manipulating it in a way that's going to work for you.
That sounds like a really good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually possible.
And sometimes the manipulation is not showing up. It depends. It just depends on what's going to work for you. All right, beautiful. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
Thank you for your questions. I appreciate it. Okay,
yeah.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Oops, I didn't hang up properly. All right, so let's see. This is the short show tonight. I think I've said everything that I've had to say about manipulation. If you are in a situation and you would like some tools, some processes, some facilitation on being the manipulator you truly be, on learning how to out-manipulate, on, you know, being more conscious of when you are being manipulated and when it's appropriate, meaning a contribution for you to manipulate, please contact me for a Change It Now session. And you can find that on my website, www.shellyspeaks.com. And I'd be happy to. I love I enjoy contributing to people being the manipulators of their realities because it lightens things up. Life is easier. There's no victim energy, and you know, you can manipulate in a way that works for you, for your family, for others, for the planet, for consciousness, and it's a lot of fun. So thank you all for listening. Thank you to those who've joined me live. Thank you to those who are listening in the future, and I will see you soon.